Yeah, we're going to, I think, probably bust through the news at 11 o'clock. And we can speak now, I think, to Shane Retty, deputy leader of the National Party, also a Whangarei based MP. Kia ora, whereabouts are you this morning?
Morena koutou. I followed the tsunami alert. I'm at high ground in the hills of Raumanga, overlooking the harbour and State Highway 1.
And what can you see from where you are?
So what we can see is the traffic congestion still quite pronounced. And what's been pointed out to me from some of the neighbours who have also gathered is that low tide was 7 o'clock and the sandbars were up. And then the tide had come in. But in this last 20 minutes, the sandbars have reappeared, suggesting that in the harbour the tide may have gone out. And of course, we know that it goes out before it comes in. So we're just wondering if that's an early signal that there is some surge coming our way, possibly.
I mean, you know the area around here, of course, Mr. Retty. Is this unusual? Can you see more of those sandbars, more of that land than would be normal?
No, more than we'd see for this state of the tide. At complete low tide, there was more sandbar, but then the tide had come in, but now we're seeing the sandbar again. So I wouldn't say it's more than we've seen, but it's not what we expected in this cycle of the tide.
OK, so how concerned are you that New Zealand is facing a very significant threat here?
Look, we're really only going to know that in this next 30 minutes, and I'm particularly pleased that I've seen the people of Whangarei very thoughtfully and purposefully make their way through the city and, by all accounts, to high ground. I can see vehicles up and down the street that I don't recognise as neighbours' vehicles, and so appropriately they've come to high ground. I was down at Manaya School, a low-decile school, on my way here, making sure that they were okay if they needed a hand, and there was a very organised evacuation from that school. And if their teachers and staff are the last there and any remaining students, they're going to walk their way up to my parents' place here in the very near future.
You mentioned that there are lots of cars that you can see around. I mean, is it congested? Is there, you know, are there traffic jams going on that would indicate that there are some people who have not yet got up high enough?
Yes. I'm being called by people who are saying it's still taking 30 to 40 minutes to get across town for what should be a 5 to 10 minute excursion. So yes, there are still traffic jams, and clearly they were worse an hour ago when we got our first tsunami alert.
So I guess in terms of what people should do, they should be trying to walk or cycle or, you know, scooter, whatever, rather than getting in their cars, because clearly it's going to be difficult to get out at this stage.
And I think that's correct, because I saw the council building emptying from Walton Plaza in the middle of town. And when I spoke with them and said, where are all the council employees going? What are your instructions? They said our tsunami high alert area is countdown up in Bank Street. Now, that's about a kilometre, if not a kilometre and a half away. And there was a stream of Whangarei District Council workers walking their way up Bank Street to higher ground.
Kia ora, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Dr. Shane Retty, Deputy Leader of the National Party, up on that higher ground in Whangarei. You are listening to RNZ National. This is a special, indeed rolling coverage following these earthquakes this morning and the tsunami alert that has been issued essentially for all of New Zealand. Stay with us. Corinne's going to be back with Catherine for the next hour.
Thank you.
Kia ora.